Hello and welcome. This is Richard from VegCrowd Podcast. This is episode 155. It is the 19th of February, 2017. And today's title is How I Grow Potatoes. So coming up today, I've got the usual diary where I'll talk about what's been happening this last week on the plots. Following on from that, I've got what the calendar suggests to do for this next week. And then after that, I've got a little on growing potatoes, including a bit from the guy I heard at Seedy Sunday, which was very good. Then right at the end, I've got a little bit to tell you about a discount from Sutton Seeds. So keep listening for that. Now, I'm actually recording this on Saturday the 17th because I'm away for a couple of days on Sunday and Monday. So I'm recording early, so that's all that's going on. Anyway, let's get on and discuss the diary. Now, for a couple of days early last week, as you know, the quail all got put in the same cage. Joan and Betty, they did suffer a few cuts. I think as Adam was trying to mate with them and they tried to escape, they cut himself. It was a lot of blood, I thought. It was quite scary, but they were okay. I think it was just a case that they got on with it. I was away for a couple of days last week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Then I actually had Thursday and Friday off work. So Thursday, I popped down the allotment with a load more horse manure as a mulch, and I've mulched more and more beds. I went home after that. I designed a new outdoor quail cage. It's something I've been planning for a while. After I designed it, I cut some wood to size, and it's going to look awesome. This wood has now been treated, which was going on all afternoon. Basically, I've designed this cage to be a pretty big one, so it should cope. Friday morning, I went back down the allotment. It was great spending a couple of days on the allotment. The sun was actually really nice and hot on both days. I was basically doing more mulching and more weeding. And really, that's all I've got to say that I've been doing, really. It was good to get a head start. While I was there, I noticed one of my neighbours got his vehicle stuck. So I helped him get out of that. I purposely left my van down at the opening. So wasn't a problem for me. With the mulching, I used my wheelbarrow, which it was free. It was given to me from another plot holder, but it's seen better days. Well, one of the other guys, nice chap, a lot older than me and clearly a lot more experienced on the plots than me, loaned me the use of his wheelbarrow. So that was really, really well taken, actually. It worked a lot better than my one, being bigger wheels, coped with the mud a lot better. So I used that when I returned the wheelbarrow to him. I made a point of washing it completely out. Only thing that's just fair when you borrow a tool of somebody. Interestingly, he also asked my opinion on what he was doing in his greenhouse. He had put some horse manure down. Not quite well rotted, but it was rotted down. And he wondered if that was going to be okay to do no dig and grow sweet potatoes in, sorry. He's going to put some compost on the top, so I said, yeah, fine. Just think it's really nice to get asked questions from more experienced people like that as well, so really good. In the afternoon, I went home and I basically continued treating the wood and building this new quail cage. It's a while off before it's finished, but I'm getting there. Saturday, I was on call. I was had to do anything that I was prepared to kind of drop at a moment's notice. I planted some of my home guard potatoes into the greenhouse in a tub. A little early for most potatoes, but I know these ones do okay. I have planted these outside in January before, so I know they'll be fine. But these are in a greenhouse and they will be absolutely fine. I've moved my onions that were sown over Christmas and Boxing Day into the greenhouse now, where I can continue to keep them watered and hopefully they'll grow nice and strong. The tomato plant I have been growing over winter, that died back, which I'm not surprised about. It's probably sown a year ago, so It's done well. Had a couple of little tomatoes on there, and I've picked those. As the plants have died back, I've got rid of them at last. My lettuce seedlings that I had sown last week, I think it was, last week, they've pretty much all germinated. So I've moved those into the second propagator to get a bit more ventilation, but keep the heat going. They're doing well, and they will soon be moved on and sown into other places. Talking of seeds, I then took the time to sow some cucumbers, a variety called Chinese Slagon. I actually grew these last year, and they were very, very good. Really done well. So I have plenty more seeds, so I've sown those. They should give us some good cucumbers. It's probably a little early for most people, or for most sowing of cucumbers anyway, but I just want to get them sown, and they'll probably live in a greenhouse. Some might go outside. And overall, it's been an interesting week. Egg production has been really good. Plenty of eggs coming through, mainly the chicken eggs. I get one quail's egg every day, chicken eggs every day, and quite often two eggs a day. So it's been really, really good. Interestingly, I didn't think I had done a huge amount in the gardens, but when I read it back and gone through all the notes, it was quite a bit. Although it's a lot of these odd little jobs, so all good, all good. Right, the calendar. Now, what does the calendar suggest to do for this next week? Well, it says late February is the ideal time to cut back overgrown hedges before they start producing new growth during the spring. Thin, straggly hedges of hawthorn or privet will benefit from hard pruning now. Be brave. Fresh new shoots will soon hide the bare branches and give you, your hedge, a new lease of life. Well, that's pretty much made my plans for next weekend decided. I've got a privet bush out front that could do with a good hard prune, so I will do that. Before I go on to potato growing, the closing date for the advice for Karen for her good apple tree for the North Yorkshire. Didn't really hear anything from anyone, so I don't know what that was going on. But Karen did come back to me and she said they've chosen a James Grieve, which researching is actually quite a good choice. Scottish apple. Interesting to see how she gets on with that, and I'll be trying to get some information back as it grows. So thank you very much for that, Karen. Potato growing. Now, a couple of weeks ago when I was at Seedy Sunday, there was a really good talk on potatoes from Chris Pennard of Pennard Plants, a nursery down in Somerset. This guy really knew his potatoes. He had really good talk, and I've made hundreds of notes, which I'm kind of going through today as a bit of a use, shall we say, a bit of an explanation and facts and stuff. So, a few facts at first. Now, there's 800 varieties of potato in this country, but we tend to only grow about 100 varieties, which is quite shocking. Maris Piper has the biggest acreage in the UK. So that's one that a lot of farmers grow, popular in the supermarkets and particularly fish and chip shops. But there are many other potatoes that are good or better. One variety, a pink fir potato, that dates back to 1851. It's meant to be a very, very good potato, but it's knobbly, which makes it difficult to peel and stuff. For then Anya, another variety, which is a cross between pink fir and Desiree. Now, I believe Chris said that pink fir was his favourite apple, so Anya is meant to be a pretty good compromise. If we all refer back to history, we know the Irish potato blight famine was a disaster. And the main problem for the Irish then is that the entire country only grew one variety of potato. And that variety was called Limpus, and that just wiped out all the potatoes in the country, causing some really, really bad famines. So that that's got the facts that I found interesting out the way. Potatoes originate from South America and they were brought to Europe by the Spanish, probably via the Channel Islands. Those original potatoes were very, very small. And I don't think they really exist anymore. There's a variety that is believed to be pretty close, but we can't be conclusive on that. Over the years, the potato was obviously developed, and as they developed, they learned to produce early, second early, main crop, and all that. So, and that was just a development in making the potatoes last all year round. Potatoes are not frost tolerant, as I learned last year. They will get hit by frost and it will kill the plant off, and they will regrow. But this can only happen once. Traditionally, potatoes have always been sown on Easter Sunday or Easter weekend, as that's meant to be the best time to sow them. Reality is, Easter can alternate by about 6 weeks. So the much better time to sow would be aiming for St. Patrick's Day, which is always March the 17th, if I remember right. Mid-March, basically. So that is now what I will be sowing on, mid-March. Although the Easter weekend is always a nice long weekend, but mid-March is when I will be sowing my potatoes. Although you can sow them up between the sort of end of March or mid-March to April is the ideal time to sow them. There are generally potatoes fall into two types. We've got waxy, which are generally used for salad or new potatoes. Then we have floury, which are very good for chips and roast and that sort of thing. With the potato breeds, the newer potatoes are generally a lot smoother. Now, I like to grow my potatoes in buckets purely because of the fact that I can do no dig and I haven't got to worry about volunteers left in the ground. So what I tend to do is, in the past, I've been doing it in horse manure, half-filled bucket up with horse manure, place my potatoes in, and then cover with more horse manure. As the potato grows, add more horse manure. After talking to Chris, he says the problem with this is that it could lead to scab, which is something that I did suffer a bit with. I wasn't too worried because it just peels off. But what he recommended to do is put horse manure in the bottom half, add a bit of compost, plant potatoes, and then use compost, which is something I will be doing this year. It doesn't need to be brilliant soil because potatoes are quite tough, but if you're using porous soil, I need to add a lot more nutrients. Now, if a potato is in the ground for too long, it can cause the potato to turn to mash. But when is the ideal time to harvest them? Well, we harvest early varieties when they are flowering, second earlies when the holms, the green plant material, starts to die back. And the main crop is generally grown for the winter, and the holms just die completely back, leaving the soil for a couple of weeks, then dig them up and store in a dark, cool place. Now, while they are growing, we need to keep them evenly watered. They do not like cold, wet soils. So good drainage is really needed. And that is something I noticed last year, actually. Some of my buckets, I didn't drill big enough holes in. And I noticed the ones that had big holes in and the water escaped better, particularly the Sarpomyras, grew a hell of a lot better. Whereas the ones that didn't have as good drainage, they were a bit smaller. Now, my bags, I'm moving over to buckets, but the bags that I've brought in the past because they were cheap, they only have holes on the bottom. And when they're on the ground, it's difficult for water to escape. So what I'm going to be doing this year is actually potting planks of wood underneath and placing the bags on top of that, just to aid drainage, just to give it a bit more room. Now, as I'm going through this, it's in a bit of the wrong order, but that's because this is what he was talking about. Cheating is something that many people are doing at the moment, and it's the jury's out whether it helps or not. I do it purely to get them out the way and out the bags, but I don't find it makes much use. Now, I cheat them in my little potting shed, which is light and frost free. Ideally, a greenhouse will do, but my potting shed is perfect for it. It works well. And we want to keep the eyes, which are, if you look at a potato, you'll see several little dots that look like eyes. You want to keep those up because that's where they will sprout from. I don't let the potatoes dry out. We just spray them if they look a bit dry. With a seaweed solution is meant to be very good. And as potatoes grow, they will need lots of feed. The chicken pellets are actually really good for this. I've used them in the past. My home guard I grew last year in the greenhouse, they done really well in my chicken manure. Feed them when you're at planting time. A liquid feed as well will work. I tend to use my Wormery, but I also buy the potato fertilizer from Poundland, and I find that works really well. Potatoes do come in different colors, purple, red, so on and so on. And most of the pests affect main crops, which is why I tend to grow Sapo varieties to avoid blight. And they really do work, but they do say the flavour is poor. I've not found it myself. Slugs are another problem, best to deal with nematodes. Wireworm can be a problem, but I've not suffered from that. Carrots apparently will attract wireworm. So if you're growing potatoes, grow carrots and that will attract wireworm away from the potatoes. Scab is caused by wet, dry conditions, which is something I do get, so something to bear in mind. And interestingly, the size of a seed potato has very little effect on the size of the actual potato. Epicure is a variety of potato that is meant to regenerate very well after a frost. I've not had any experience with it myself, but it's something, if I can find Epicure, I will test out one year. Now this year I am growing my home guard, International Kidney, or Jersey Royals as they are known if grown in Jersey, Charlotte and Sapo Mara, which are both saved seeds. I've got a few King Edwards and a few Maris Piper, which are also both saved seeds. A few Blue Danube, which are meant to be blight resistant, and I'm testing those out and see how they get on. Linda is a new variety that I've found to be quite interesting actually. They're a new variety to me, but they nearly went out of extinction. They've been around for years, but they weren't grown. They're meant to be really good flavour, so we'll see how they get on. Estima is another variety I'm growing. Aaron Pilot, that's the ones I'm growing. That's 10 varieties. I promised myself I would not get carried away with potatoes this year, but it's happening. And all I'm doing this year is, as I said, into buckets and so on. Okay, so Sutton Seeds. I've been sent a discount code through my affiliate marketing with Sutton Seeds. I put a blog post out the other day. So if you want to find out how to get a 10% off buying online from Sutton Seeds, I'll add a link to the blog post in this episode of the podcast. 10% is pretty good. I've looked myself. I've got my eye on a few things, so this can save me a few quid. It's not on postage and packaging, I'm afraid, but it's purely on what you're buying. And for me, I'm looking at Crimson Crush seeds, okra seeds, my sweet potatoes, so on. So it's well worth checking it out. So that is it for this week. Bit of a odd one, I know, purely because of how I've set this up. But until next time, please take care, and I'll see you again then.